In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado's federal lawmakers are speaking out against President Trump's threat to destroy Iran if an agreement is not reached by 6 p.m. Mountain Time tonight. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic lawmakers Diana DeGette and Brittany Pedersen are calling for Trump to be removed, either through the 25th Amendment or by Congress. This comes in the wake of Trump's threat that a whole civilization will die tonight and previous messages that Trump will target bridges and power plants and bomb Iran back into the Stone Age. Democratic Representatives Jason Crow and Joe Neguse say Congress should come back into session and vote to end the war in Iran. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, on the Western Slope, it's the final week of Grand Junction's spring cleanup. Residents have leave their junk on the curb, and the city will pick it up for free before it all goes to the landfill. However, locals like Nick Bardo like to pick through the trash, searching for treasure.
There are some, you know, other factors to take into consideration, like where am I going to put all this stuff? Am I actually going to use this? What's my wife going to say?
So far this year, Bardo has snagged a composter and an antique chest. Last year, Grand Junction collected nearly 5 million pounds of refuse during spring cleanup. And home prices in Colorado Springs are rising. The latest data from the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors shows a median price of $475,000 for a single-family home in March. That's $10,000 higher than in February, although still lower than they were at this time of year. It's KRCC and CPR News, 4:06, time for All Things Considered.